Order.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Attendance, please. Stroyan here.
DiLorenzo,
yeah.
Willis, here.
Donna T. here.
Review of the previous minutes. I don't have any issue with the minutes.
Neither did I.
Neither did I.
I'll okay. Make a motion. Oh, we can't. Workshop.
Well, we can, but we have made it a point that we're not going to unless we're forced to. Right. Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Right. We'll just.
Okay, so the minutes are good. We'll hold them for the next meeting. Melford Township Comprehensive Plan Update. Is that something that we're going to give to
Mr. Magnotta? I'll give you the update on it.
Hello.
I don't know if he's coming tonight or not. But
okay. I wasn't sure because I thought I saw an email indicating that he was coming, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he's coming to this one or the supervisor's meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
But the map that we did give him, I told him to put it in there. Me and Tony talked. Told him to put it in there as a draft and move it along.
That's it.
So it's
been sent out for comments already, right?
Yes.
Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Are we good with that, where we are?
Yeah.
We're good.
Seeing some new arrivals, do we have public participation? We'll take that now if we have it.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Okay. I would like to know, if possible, that the status of the AutoZone. I think they were in front of the Planning Commission. Is that? I thought maybe they would be here this evening, but it doesn't look like it.
Could you have whoever speaking come to the microphone?
Oh, sure. Come to the microphone and introduce yourself.
Online, we can't hear.
Yeah, no. Yeah. My name is Jim DePetris. I'm the developer of the same.
Hi, Mr. DePetris.
Yes, hi. I just was in the area and you were having a meeting, and I wanted to find out about how the AutoZone application was going, if they were still in front of the Planning Commission.
I don't believe that the AutoZone actually ever made a formal application. Is that my correct understanding?
That's correct. That's correct. That's my memory too.
Okay, interesting.
My understanding is that they. And I have to confirm this with the zoning officer, but I believe that there was a document submitted to the township. Donna, are you aware of that?
No.
There was a document submitted, but then in the meeting they said that was not a formal application.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we reviewed a couple of different options that they had, but I don't think that they officially.
They were here, proposed subdivision, they proposed some other things, but they never...
A couple of different things.
It never came to fruition as far as I know. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah, they're coming back. They are coming back. That's what I understand, that their engineer is in the process of doing something.
Okay. I do know, just to update you, it's not the reason I'm here, but I know that Mr. Walden is working on the curative amendment and will be proposing something to council soon. So he's been a little bit under the weather, but I am talking to him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll be making some progress. That's all I wanted to say. We're going to go out for a bite to eat. Good to see everybody again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
Amendment to Section 407 Zoning Ordinance.
We're still waiting for
comments from the Water Authority. Mm-hmm. We didn't get anything lately that you know of, did we, Donna?
Nope.
I haven't received anything from Attorney Clay Meyer either.
Okay. Anything on the zoning warehouse standards?
We talked about doing just a meeting for that, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
So we can go through it one page at a time.
Do it with the supervisors.
Yeah.
And the copies that you have in front of you are with Mr. DiLorenzo's notes.
Right, but this is stuff that we had had before.
Right.
Okay. So we're not making any progress on that at this point in time?
Not till we set a meeting, so it's going to take a while to go over that one. Okay. There's no sense in trying to cram it into a meeting.
Okay, so to go back to this last comment, though, is AutoZone actually coming before us? Do we have an...
They will be. Yes, I was told that they were going to revamp their application and resubmit it.
Okay. You heard that from Carmen? From the engineer?
My understanding was that they're going to present a conditional use and land development application.
Okay, and in reference to this new stuff that's coming to us, have you and Mr. Belvoir and Mr. Magnata had any further correspondence?
No, we haven't. My only correspondence was with Mr. Belvoir and Mr. Waldron, and it was simply indicating that in scheduling any future meetings, that Mr. Belvoir would have to be involved, and that was at the request of the supervisors.
So then they've chosen to go curative amendment?
Yeah, that's the first
thing. I believe that's what they're planning on doing.
Okay.
Are they doing that?
The two proposals that we talked about during our phone conversation was there was an ordinance from somewhere in the middle part of Pennsylvania that dealt with what I would refer to as loosely as commercial subdivision.
Okay.
Similar to like a cluster residential subdivision, this would be a commercial cluster subdivision. So that...
The short order is wait and see.
That's it.
Okay.
Wait and see on everything.
Okay.
Until there's an application, I don't know anything.
Mixed use zoning amendment? That's what we're waiting on with all of this, then?
Yes.
Okay. Municipal planner, are we getting any traction with that?
Well, she's ready to go and come and meet everybody, and...
Rachel wanted to have
her at the meeting when we meet with the water authority, but...
Have any arrangements been made, Bob, to have her come to the next meeting?
Yeah, I talked to Nancy a couple days ago.
Okay.
She's more than willing to come to a meeting, whatever it takes.
All right, maybe you can...
I just want everybody to know, because DEPG mentioned that they're working with Carson Helfridge, and I asked her about that, and she said she would have to cut Carson loose on a project like that if there's a conflict of interest.
Okay.
Eastern Pike Regional 537 plan?
Yeah. After we received the resolution, I sent a letter to supervisors, and then I received an email back from Supervisor Hendricks indicating that Mr. Roberts had communicated and said that a letter from the township supervisors would suffice
in place of
a resolution.
Right. And all they asked for in that letter, did you get a copy of the letter or no?
No.
Make sure he gets a copy of the letter tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In the letter, all they want is us to sign off on that we will allow the transmission line to go through Milford Township, and that's it.
Yeah, provided that it meets all ordinances.
Right.
Don't forget, we have an ordinance for excavation in the aquifer area.
Do we have any control over that when it's in the PennDOT right-of-way?
Sure we do.
Well, that was my question originally when this whole thing started. Is the entire thing going to be in the PennDOT right-of-way?
Right.
Because my experience with low-pressure lines, and we've done many of them,
the sewer authorities that represent, is that the PennDOT right-of-way is not always what it appears to be. And a lot of times, you need to go outside of the right-of-way onto private property and get an easement from the private property owner, even though very slightly. Because PennDOT does not want you on either the cartway or the berm.
Right.
You need to be outside the cartway and the berm. And sometimes, depending on the width of the right-of-way, it's impossible to do.
They got a wide one here. It's 100 feet.
That's okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean that that's where it's at. So, all right.
It all depends on placement of the road.
All depends on where the road's built.
Well, it can just be a general statement, provided they follow all.
Correct.
Whatever.
That's it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And then they can move on with their project.
And is that letter? That letter hasn't been written then.
No, not to my knowledge.
No, we only got that air yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yep. And I think the supervisors will probably take that up Monday night.
Yeah. We'll get Tony a copy of the full letter.
Okay, the big one. Zoning map discussion. Have you been brought up to speed with what's going on with this, Tony?
Yeah, Bob and I had a long conversation Monday. Bob, was it?
Monday or Tuesday? Yeah, I think it was Monday.
I went back to last March, so it's a year ago, when Mr. DiLorenzo went to the office, got all the minutes of the supervisors meetings from 1999 and brought along all the parcel information where parcels were changed. To make a long story short, after speaking with Mr. Mrozinski from Pike County Planning, it appears as though they are taking the position that the unofficial map, which they received in 1991, is just that, an unofficial map. And that we need to, the map from 1986 is the map that they were going by. However,
the 1991
map was actually sent to my office from Department of Community Planning. So I have the email from Mike with the 1991 map. Now it's a colored, it's a black and white version of the crayon colored map that we used to have next to us. Okay, that Viola had colored in by crayon. There's no doubt that on both of those maps, the two residential developments, Hickory Acres and the other little one, were designated
which
as
other
DD zone.
Which other little
one? The one across the street, I think.
So I don't know if there's, I don't know if Bob, you were able to find any evidence of any change that the board made. The only thing that was curious to me is that even though there were several changes made that were verified, those parcels weren't changed on the map either.
Well, I found the one for Hickory Hills, because that was a mistake. I gotta see if I got the map. See, these maps don't show that separate piece of property for Litzenberg.
Well, there is a map that shows the Hickory Hills development. It has the letter R in black there, and it looks like someone changed it to D.
Right, what happened, when that got changed to D, that's what me and Kevin showed, Mrozinski and Brian. There's a, behind where it says Twin Lakes Road on the map,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See that red piece there? That piece, yep, right behind it is what got changed to R. That's the Litzenberg property.
Okay.
And it goes into Shohola. So he got that change to DD, rather. But on the map that Vi had, that piece of property is not on there.
No.
So she assumed it was Hickory Hills and changed it and colored that in.
I think I think.
Well, you haven't taken.
What we need to do.
Huh?
Because it's very confusing.
We haven't taken the bridge park out of this either.
No.
No.
That's in DD, and that clearly shouldn't be.
No, that was always in DD.
I know.
That was DD.
And we've never changed that, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the piece behind it.
Here's the thing.
That's Litzenberg's. And that's the one that wasn't on the map that Vi colored in. So when she was coloring it in, that piece didn't exist on the map for some reason. Colored in that instead.
What happened to the strategy where we went through all the properties, made everything that we've been working on, submitted that, and we were going to do whatever modifications that needed to happen to make that the map because that's what everybody was happy with?
Yes.
Why are we going backwards to finding maps and all this discussion about what we're not happy about when
because
we have a map?
They sent a letter, Ray.
Yeah.
The County Planning Commission, after we submitted that map, sent a letter to us.
They had comments. Right.
They had comments indicating that there were 95 parcels that were changed, and indicating that all those parcels needed to have public notice and posting prior to them being changed.
I understand that.
The other one is DM Reed.
But we have a whole bunch of documentation.
That's where they're getting all these 95 from.
We have a whole bunch of documentation that in the meetings that a lot of those properties were changed, which Bob had submitted. They didn't change it on their end, or
no? I think what happened was the changes were approved by the Board of Supervisors.
Right.
There's three parcels that were owned by Don Quick.
Yep.
Very familiar with that. There were two parcels that were changed almost immediately after zoning went into effect.
Right.
Like within 4 or 5 years after the zoning ordinance went into effect. But what they did with those parcels was they had a public hearing and they changed them by ordinance, but the ordinance didn't reflect that the map was to be changed. So when the ordinance went in the ordinance book, no one notified Department of Community Planning to change the zoning map. And we didn't change the zoning map here. It still kept the same coloration that it had. So the bottom line is, I'm going to discuss this with the supervisors on Monday, but my position is that we should go with the map as is and schedule a public hearing. And if they object to it after it's adopted, they can basically sue us if they want.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
that's basically what I was.
Because there's no point in us.
We're beating this to death.
We have to go through the process anyway. So
right,
if we're going to send public notices to all the residents in Hickory Hills and the residents in what's the other development?
Emory. They called it something else.
I'm sure the residents of Hickory Hills don't want it to be DD anyway.
But the problem I have with this is the R that's on the map, that's on the same map that they have, was the tax map. So Hickory Hills had to get changed to get that R on it, because it originally was commercial. It was DD.
Right.
It was in D.
Yeah, it was in D, and when they put the residents in there, it went to R. And the map changed, the tax map changed, so that means we had to notify the county in order for them to change it to an R on the tax map. So I don't know.
There should be something either in our minutes or in your files to prove that.
Right, I'm still looking. I like I said, yesterday I found a thing for Don Quick when I was looking for the map stuff. The minutes are all on the G drive now.
Right.
So and I also want to try and find the minutes from when we went back 1,000 feet for commercial.
Right. And to get back to Ray's question on the maps, I didn't realize that I actually had a copy
of what the colored map looked like until I was on the phone with Bob going through, apparently somebody had scanned it and sent it to me at one time. And then on another occasion, when I was speaking to the zoning officer, he said that it was his understanding that at one point in time, after 1991, that there was someone working on, instead of using the tax map, using it like a GIS parcel map and putting the appropriate colors in. And it turned out to be someone who, Bob, you knew his name?
Yeah, it was Court Chunk.
Yeah. So, and that map actually was done and was forwarded to us also. But that's consistent. The three maps are consistent with the 1986 original map. The only map that's inconsistent is the one that Bob is referencing, where what was once D is changed to R.
Yeah, that's the 91 map.
Yeah. And on their 91 map that they had, it's clearly D.
No, they showed me and Kevin that, and it was D because Vi wrote a D over the R. We all saw that sitting at the table.
Okay. Okay. So that's my opinion on it. My opinion on it is we have two choices. We can say that it's a new map, advertise it as a new map, give the regular public notice. However, in doing that, my concern is, what if one of those property owners whose properties has changed says, hey, I never got notice, and then the change has to be done all over again? So why not bite the bullet and just notify everyone, give them a posted up notice on their properties? And
yeah, that's what I was saying. Why don't we just go through the process?
Go through the process.
Do it, and then just be done and over with. And then I can't speak for the township, but I mean, my opinion is, let's just go through the process, do it the right way, and then there can't be any arguments.
That's correct.
The pushback was what, from Sean?
No, from county planning.
No, I mean about doing, we got notice of these properties years ago. Mm-hmm. And there was originally there was a pushback from someone about doing it, right?
No, originally, when the zoning officer took over, county planning told him the only official map is the 86 one. So he took all the other maps down and put the 86 up there.
Okay.
But you can't do that either, because all those years I was the zoning officer, I was going by the other map, and that's how I zoned. You know, I issued permits. So I went and found it, and I took that one down, threw it in the garbage, and put the other one back up, and told them that's the one we go by. And then they took that one down.
But if in essence it wasn't the right map, if it really wasn't the right map.
It was the right map, but some of the coloring was wrong. We understood.
Well, then it wasn't
that.
The right map. You just contradicted yourself.
No. Because under the coloring, it gave you the right, what it was.
What if the coloring was colored in wrong?
I think what we have is,
you guys are making my brain hurt.
Mine too.
Where there's at least four different maps that
I've
seen.
Where did the county have this map with the blue and green and red and yellow?
They did. They did.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, no, not in the colors.
Yeah,
no.
I've never even seen that map.
No,
before.
Nobody.
I've never seen that map before in my life. That's why when I sat down, I just shook my head.
So let's play the boogeyman here. What's the consequence if we do nothing?
Well, isn't that in our comprehensive plan? Isn't that what we're putting out there as our
draft? Yeah.
We're putting out the draft map for a comprehensive plan, so we should go forward and try to do it.
The problem is if we don't go forward and do it, all the properties that went back to what they were, those people don't have a problem because all their permits were for a different zone. So they can come back on the township.
And that's going to be a problem.
But that affects what? Have we looked at any of those permits and seen, was there a setback that was violated, or was there any Does it actually make any difference?
Just use Michael Williams, for example. Everything he did was built to the commercial standards because his property was commercial. The 86 map, it's not. It goes between 86. Do you remember about when we did that 1,000-foot back?
That was right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Towards the beginning. Okay.
It was right from the beginning.
I wasn't around for that, but...
The understanding
my understanding to that was when zoning came into effect, it was 1,000 foot from off the corridor.
I think it was right after. Because I remember being at the meeting.
I had multiple. I had discussions with Don Quick many times.
But we are going to have. We will have.
It was 1,000 feet from the corridor Route 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it was already preserved property, such as Pinchos and the rest of it.